Welcome to the worldwide broadcast of the Ted Dawson Brower Show, bringing you the latest world news and health research. This is Ted. Austin will be joining me momentarily. You know, one of the most interesting movies I've ever watched, it had a lot of weird symbolism in it with witches and a bunch of other weird stuff, was The Wizard of Oz. It also talked about the yellow brick road, which a lot of people believe is symbolic of the gold standard, leaving the gold standard and the man behind the curtain, basically the wizard. And he was basically pulling the levers behind the curtain on the road, on the yellow brick road to Oz. And a lot of people want to believe that Oz stands for ounces, like OZ, like ounces of gold. You guys can read all of the metaphors you'd like in that whole movie with the Wicked Witch of the West and all these wicked and the Good Witch and all the crazy loony stuff. But I remember those flying monkeys. Those things were pretty doggone scary for a little kid. This movie came out in Technicolor back in the 30s. I mean, it shows you the potential of what they could do with color and with special effects if they really wanted to really unleash the, how should I say, money to make a movie like that. And so I'll leave you alone with the symbolism, but one of the greatest lines in the movie was when she basically gets picked up in the house and she ends up getting transported to Oz, you know, with the tornado, and Toto, her little dog, is with her, and she says, "Toto, we're not in Kansas anymore." Well, guys, boys and girls, men and women, all the folks that are listening to me all over the world right now, we ain't in Kansas anymore. This entire Luciferian cult that runs the planet has basically really accelerated things. Now they're telling churches they need to close again because certain people in the church caught coronavirus. I mean, you go to Walmart or Target or Lowe's and catch coronavirus there. I mean, I went to a major hardware store here about 2 months ago with Austin, and some guy was coughing up a lung, and I believe I had the coronavirus. I had all the symptoms that lasted like 3 days. It wasn't even as bad as a cold or a flu. It just kind of came and left. But my immune system is really, really strong. But we have an article here from Zero Hedge, and it says, "Toto, we ain't in flatten the curve land anymore." And it has a couple of good quotes that I want to talk about. It says, "Of all tyrannies, a tyranny sincerely exercised for the good of its victims may be the most oppressive. It would be better to live under robber barons than under omnipotent moral busybodies. The robber baron's cruelty may sometimes sleep. His cupidity may at some point be sated. But those who torment us for our own good will torment us without end, for they do so with the approval of their own conscience. They may be more likely to go to heaven, yet at the same time likelier to make a hell on earth. The very kindness stings with intolerable insult. To be cured against one's will and cured of states which may not regard as disease is to put on a level of those who have not yet reached the age of reason, of those who never will, to be classified with infants, imbeciles, and domesticated animals." This is C.S. Lewis, God in the Dock, Essays on Theology. Very interesting article here in Zero Hedge that I am printing. This goes on to say, "This calls to mind the interaction between the emotion of fear and how it relates to survival instincts. Undeniably, these will often supersede the loftier considerations of ethics and law, and they apply equally to individuals, gangs, groups, corporations, cults, and governments. The desire for control is rooted in fear and perhaps greed, and in many cases, these may even be rooted in pride." And then here's the sentence I wanted to read to you from this entire article that really caught my attention. "The giant vampire squid cult," now I call it the blood-sucking vampire squid cult, "has been consolidating global power," these are the Kabbalists, "for decades. It knows it's outnumbered, and the only way it can survive is through deception and by spinning narratives designed to trick those who threaten them," that'd be me and you, "into granting them the permission to rule. Upon gaining control of the entertainment, business, and political realms, this cult has advanced not only those who have demonstrated their allegiance, those who don't obey are shunned, banished, or imprisoned, like former Trump advisors Paul Manafort and Roger Stone, while others who stray off the reservation are expired, think Seth Rich." Also, so think the folks who might like to, who really slammed like Joan Rivers. You know, she got expired too. "The reason daily dire at present is because this cult has consolidated total power through technology to the extent that they don't believe they need our permission any longer. It's why their noose is now tightening around our necks in the form of societal restrictions, whereas music Frank Zappa once stated in his song, quote, "The illusion of freedom will continue as long as it's profitable to continue the illusion. At the point where the illusion becomes too expensive to maintain, they will just take down the scenery, and they will pull back the curtains, and they will move the tables and chairs out of the way, and you will see the bricked walls at the back of the theater, knowing that you have been imprisoned." Guys, this is so well said that I've posted it on the website. And there's another article here that's also very good. It says, this is despotism, plain and simple. The power of drunk politicians and sociopathic oligarchs. And it goes into detail about who these crazy clowns are and why their abuse of power is so crazy right now. And it goes on to say, yes, it took parasite, sociopathic oligarchs, and power-drunk national security state to bring us to our current state of affairs, but it also took the rest of us. Listen, for far too long, we as the people have been apathetic, hoodwinked spectators of life, actually believing that Donald Trump was going to help us. I added that. Unfolding around us, voting for the lesser of two evils, the Donald Trump versus Hillary, for decade upon decade, thinking that we might be, and it might be, different this time. Putting up with this intolerance of who they think they are and what they continue to do, and the mental torture they put us through by making us believe they're actually here to help us. Guys, this is crazy. This has actually happened to us. I was telling Sharon this morning, I am absolutely shocked to the level this thing has gone to so quickly. I am shocked at what has happened in the United States and how so many people are willing to do what they tell them to do without even thinking about it. By the way, I went to T-Mobile yesterday to basically swap a phone. And when I walked in this T-Mobile, they said, you can't come in our store without a mask. And I said, what? You can't come in our store without a mask. We're sorry. We can wait on you outside. We can do whatever you need to do outside in the 95-degree temperature, but you cannot come in the store unless you have a mask. And I said, well, do you have a mask I can buy? They said, no, you'll have to go buy a mask before you can come here and buy a new phone. Now, they were very nice. Unlike Best Buy, they were very nice. And I thought, this is sick. Well, I had a couple of basically car towels in the back seat of the truck. They were little small ones, little microfiber towels. I just kind of wrapped that around my head and walked back in and said, that's fine. Anything is fine. And in fact, it kind of fell off after 1 or 2 minutes, and they didn't say anything because they knew that I was at least pretending like I was covered up. And I thought back, and this is why we posted it on our Facebook site, of World War One, because I had my little grandson with me, and we had to put a little mask around him, which stayed on for all of like 3 seconds. He had enough of that. He's smarter than the rest of us. He had it on for 3 seconds. And we basically realized that, you know, we're back to World War One, when everybody's having to wear gas masks, including little children, because they're afraid of gas attacks, which were, by the way, very real in World War One. Oh, by the way, I just thought I'd give you a little sidebar here. Mustard gas that they used in World War One is basically the same compound that they use for chemotherapy now. Just thought I'd mention that. And also, here's another article. It says the COVID-19 dark winter psychop question everything. It says the only real defense that is valid during this exercise in mass tyranny is total refusal to comply with any and all government mandates. Wow. We are in the midst of the largest psychological operation in the history of mankind. By questioning everything concerning the manufactured virus pandemic, the resulting attitude cannot leave anything other than extreme doubt, and doubt is what can bring the masses out of the dark and into the light. The newest term being targeted through and towards the masses is the coming of the dark winter, which is nothing more than propaganda-based lies meant to prepare the sheep for a planned continuation and escalation of this fake pandemic in order to bring about global and world dominion. This is absolutely exactly what's happening. The three stories that I've covered with you today that are posted at the Health Masters website are really where we have found ourselves now. This morning, I had to have the electric company come out to check some wiring coming into the house. This is TECO, Tampa Electric Company. They're our power company. And I was talking to the man. His name is Mike. And he started saying, you know, things seem really weird. What's going on now? He says, you know, men can't be men anymore. He says, the people that I knew who were linemen, who were older, who've retired, they would never make it in this politically correct world that we live in now. And I told him, I said, well, Mike, here's what's going on. So I explained to him about the cult that rules the planet, about the weirdos, and about the fact that Donald Trump's own son-in-law is a member of this cult, and so is his daughter. And he goes, oh, well, what are we going to do then? And I said, well, you have to vote with your own conscience. I said, I really wish the governor of South Dakota was running, the female Noem, her name is Noem. I wish she was running. At least she has the decency to stand up to the tyranny and never close down her state. But here we are. Here we are, friends. And the Bible says in Hebrews 10:26, that we're not to forsake the assembling of ourselves together as the time approaches, as far as these end times. And guys, now they're taking churches that were back in service and making them stop again because members have come down with coronavirus. Like I couldn't have caught coronavirus at T-Mobile yesterday or Lowe's yesterday or Walmart 2 weeks ago when I was there. I mean, it's the nuttiest thing I've ever seen, but why? Why would they want us not to go to church? Like I told you yesterday, now they're telling us that we can go to church in some areas, but we can no longer sing praises to the Most High. Wow. Think about what I'm saying. This is how absolute this tyrannical cult has become. This blood-sucking vampire squid that's wrapped its tentacles around the entire planet trying to resurrect their serpent god. You think, what the heck, guys? Is this really? Yeah, this. Nothing else explains it. And I was just talking to a friend of mine a few minutes ago, and I said, you know, on alt media, how many other people talk about this stuff? He goes, well, you pretty much Jeff Renser it. And I'm like, I know, it's weird. And, you know, now Chuck Baldwin talks about Donald Trump, and he talks about the Kabbalah, and he talks about the rapture, and he talks about the Scofield Bible. So he covers a lot of this material, too. I'll give Chuck credit for that. But you got to take a whole look at the spiritual aspect of what's going on in the United States right now. The draconian laws, the never-ending lockdowns, telling you can't lay out on a beach, and going on and on and on. This is absolutely mind-boggling to me that the American population has been so dumbed down with statin drugs, tricyclic antidepressants, fluoride, mercury in the vaccines, aluminum in the vaccines, and the never-ending spraying of chemtrails and barium. This morning I was on with Mancow in Chicago already. And Mancow said that he had a big rally in Chicago against the lockdown on Saturday. And they were spraying him in a grid-like pattern, zigzagging like crop-dusting planes, spraying compounds on the crowd. He said that this morning on the air. And he said to me, he goes, Dr. Ted, because what are they spraying? And I said, Mancow, all I know is I tested the water twice after we were spraying, posted on the website the results, and there was so much aluminum and barium in the water that I had from rain, from the clouds, from the stuff that was being washed out of the atmosphere, that the EPA said the water wasn't safe to drink because of the aluminum content and barium content, and we have no heavy industry around us. And he said, what does this aluminum barium do to you? I said, well, it goes through the olfaction center into the brain, and it also basically gets deposited in the brain, and it also, the barium, it reduces the body's immune system, the ability to fight off disease. So in other words, Mancow, what it does, it makes you sick and stupid. He goes, yeah, yep, that's about right. And then he also said, oh, good, I'm glad you're with me, Austin. And then he also said that the lead in the Chicago areas and the pipes had the highest crime levels. So now here's Mancow now. And by the way, guess who the next guest was after I was? That would be Brad Pitt. Brad Pitt was going on after I was on with Mancow. And so this is a huge show we're doing in Chicago, and we're getting the message out. And so then I talked to him about the chemtrails, the seeding of the atmosphere, and a whole bunch of other stuff also on the show. So, guys, this is what's happening right now in the United States of America. And, guys, it's now we have to find ourselves in a prayer-like stance almost continually. You know, the other day I'm walking around praying. I'm always praying. Just pray all the time. Paul says pray without ceasing. And you have to have that kind of relationship because God wants to hear from you. You know, he don't want you to nag him, but he wants to hear from you. I mean, he really wants you to know how you feel. He wants you to express it. And every day when I pray, and I pray for you guys again this morning, I tell God how much I need him, how much I want him in my life, and how much I appreciate him. And I always pray protection over my family and over you guys too. I say to angels all over you guys, all around you. I plead the blood of Christ over you, and I put a hedge of thorns around you guys. I love you guys, and I'm really glad we're in it together. I'm not glad that any of us are in it, but I'm glad that we're all together as a family. What do you think, Austin?
That's really well said. And one thing that I've done research on for a while, and I know you have too, is that they have started to find that the more metal that's in your body, whether it be mercury, aluminum, etc., makes you more susceptible to EMF radiation, which is what we've seen now with the 5G systems popping up all over the country in rapid fashion. I mean, even in areas and rural areas that I live now, I've started to see big, giant 5G towers being erected at a grossly fast rate. I mean, something that I've never seen before. And what's ironic about it is they want to sit there and say it's all about speed, it's all about internet fast, it's all about, you know, as far as more internet, blah, blah, blah. But as we already know, 5G is a military weapon. That's what it's originally designed for. And they also found if they dialed in the frequency perfectly, they could also increase Wi-Fi speed. Now, what's interesting is I've talked about this for years, is that the 5G system is just the stepping point. It's just the first brick in the whole sidewalk. They've already talked about this 2 years ago in 2018. I think it was IT Tech released an article discussing 6G and how 6G was already on the frontier and they wanted to have it out basically by the end of this decade fully operational. And 6G is what they have already said is going to be designed to use basically an internet interface chip, simply some, the same kind of microchip that Elon Musk has been discussing, being able to implant in your brain, the same type of technology they're discussing where you can actually look at your phone through your eyes. And I've had people come in, they say, how in the world are you going to do that? Guys, it's like mixing and meshing the cyborg. It's biohumanism. They're mixing this stuff together. They want to be able to implant, to basically show you, to basically upload anything they want into your body all of the time. And so when you start down, you start basically pushing all of this metal into people's body, all this aluminum, all this barium, all this mercury, all these, remember also too, there's a reason why they have massive doses of aluminum in every single vaccine. Now, they say it's to increase an inflammatory response. Well, I can tell you right now, there's a whole lot of safer things you could do to create a mild inflammatory response besides injecting somebody with 250 micrograms of aluminum right into their bloodstream. Or what I think the HPV is, was 375 or 450, whatever it's up to now, 450 micrograms of aluminum per shot, per dose. I mean, those are astronomical amounts of aluminum that the EPA doesn't even allow that much exposure in the water or the air. But yet, they're not even breathing it in. You're injecting it right into your bloodstream, and they already have shown in numerous studies that aluminum goes almost directly to the brain. They've also shown in numerous studies that Alzheimer's and dementia is basically almost every single person that they autopsy that is that basically dies or comes down with Alzheimer's or dementia and dies from it has massive doses of aluminum in the brain. That's why you have the aluminum in the deodorant. You got the aluminum cookware. You got the aluminum in the vaccines. You got the aluminum in the chemtrails. It's not by chance that they're intentionally exposing us to that much aluminum. Aluminum in deodorant is one of the most asinine things I've ever seen in my life. It really is. And even when I was younger, Dad showed me that, and I started to do research on it. You have the lymphatic system with the pores inside of your armpit, and the aluminum is specifically designed to clog up and absorb up into the pores so you don't sweat as much. The stupid thing about this, guys, is that your body's designed to perspire. Your skin is designed to push out water through perspiration. It's designed to get toxins. Your skin is the largest eliminating organ in your entire body. There's a reason why you sweat. Your body was not designed to take a stick of aluminum and shove it in your lymphatic system in your arms and allow it to absorb in your lymph nodes. That was never designed that works that way, nor is it healthy. And people go, well, you know, I sweat a lot, or I stink. Well, A, there's a couple ways to work on that, because I'll tell you guys right now, I live in Florida, I have German heritage, I feel like my entire body composition was designed much better for cold weather. Personally, I've just noticed that. Dad and I, we sweat all the time. I go, so I'm working out in the yard, I mean, I'm dripping wet. And it's like, oh, okay, whatever. But you know what? That's natural. Your body's designed to do that. And so if you stink a lot or you're sweating a lot, if you got to, Take more than one shower a day. You can also use the magnesium deodorant that we use that has numerous essential oils in it that can really, really help not only from a health standpoint to increase your body's natural magnesium intake, but also help out with that. And another thing you can look at, in some cases, not all cases, but in a lot of cases, and I've seen this and so has Dad, when somebody's having a lot of body odor issues, I know this is a weird topic, but we kind of got sidetracked on this, so I'm going to bring it up. A lot of it has to do with diet, toxicity, and what you're putting in your body. If you're eating a lot of processed foods, if you're eating a lot of sodium nitrite, if you're eating a lot of preservatives, if you're not drinking enough water, and you're drinking, you know, sweet tea and soda and, you know, Coca-Cola all day long, you're constantly putting in toxins into your body. So whenever your body sweats out, it's sweating out all those toxins that it's trying to eliminate out of your body. This is why a lot of times when you see people that are very overweight or eat very, very poorly, a lot of times they have issues with body odor. Now you can also take things like the GHI cleanse and the beet juice powder. Both of those are designed to massively detox the liver. And on top of that, they're designed to protect the body and cleanse the body of a lot of, you know, basically toxins that are in it. That's why the GHI cleanse has N-acetylcysteine. It's got alpha lipoic acid. It's got the milk thistle. It's got turmeric. It goes on. You can look it on the website. So when you put those two together, it helps the body eliminate those toxins. So if you eliminate those toxins and you start eating, say, like organic chicken and rice for lunch with broccoli, and you start eating clean foods and stop pumping your body full of toxins on a regular basis, your body will naturally start to cleanse itself. Now, another thing you can do if it's really bad is you can look at the colonic 7-day program we have. And that's a much more invasive protocol you can do. It's a little bit more expensive, but it's very, very effective at basically cleansing out the body. And that's on our website. But guys, putting aluminum deodorant on your armpits makes stupid sense. Actually, it doesn't even make stupid sense. It doesn't make any type of sense at all. And the fact that the FDA still allows it on the market shows you the level of contempt they have for the American populace at basically allowing deodorants with aluminum to be put on the body inside the armpit like on a regular basis. So I just wanted to add that in there. So yes, there's a reason why they're spraying this stuff. Yes, there's a reason why they're putting up these 5G towers everywhere. It's multifaceted. There's so many different directions to it. Another thing that I saw, going back to what Dad said, this, in my opinion, I talked to a good buddy of mine last night, and we're starting to kind of get the picture of what they're trying to do. And the problem is there's only really one final outlook, one final option with this if it starts going to this. What they're doing now, and this is why they're doing it, it's multi-reasons, but this is one of the one reasons. You saw in New Jersey yesterday, there's videos down. A gym opened up. They weren't allowed to open up in New Jersey. The government said, you're not essential. You can't open up. People said, we don't care. We're going to exercise. We're going to go lift weights. They went to the gym in New Jersey. So a giant fleet of law enforcement descended onto the gym. So instead of going into the gym, because they didn't have a warrant to do so, they stood outside, and every single person that walked out of the gym, they gave them a summons to appear in court, the $500 fine, for failing to obey a quarantine order or whatever the actual listing was on it. Well, some of the people were like, no, the only way I have to identify myself or give you my ID so you can give me a summons is I have to commit a crime. This is not a crime. This is a guideline. If there's not a statute, there's not a law. I'm not breaking a law. I'm breaking basically a guideline that's unconstitutional. I'm not following it. So guess what they did? They basically started arresting individuals for failure to comply with law enforcement, failure to comply with ID. Because if you are involved in a breaking the law, you get pulled over, you do something illegal, you're required by law to identify yourself to law enforcement. You're required to identify yourself. So what they're using this now is twisting the entire law book and saying, if you don't identify yourself when we're giving you illegal, unconstitutional summons to appear in court for trying to travel freely, unmolested on your way and go to the gym and get in better shape, we're now going to arrest you for not giving us your ID. And sure enough, they did. One of the reasons why, and I talked to a buddy about this the other day, and he said, here's the issue we're starting to run into with this. And we kind of went back and forth because I thought about it as well. I talked to Dad about it the other day. For the last month and a half, there's been very little things going on. Not many people have been outside. People have been driving. You guys, if you guys were driving around at all during that time like we were working, you saw that there's like no cops on the road. State troopers, you know, sheriffs, like nobody's giving anybody tickets. Well, you got to remember, a large percentage of these sheriffs and police departments rely on all these fines and tickets for their budget. They rely on X amount of tickets. I mean, you heard, they basically have a quota they have to meet with state troopers. And, of course, when you talk to them about that, they'll deny it to their grave. It's illegal to have a quota of tickets. If you talk to any state trooper you personally know off the record, they'll tell you they incentivize them by writing more tickets. That's the only way you get a trooper to go out there and start pulling people for doing 79 and a 75 or tickets like that and literally risk their life standing on the side of the interstate for a 4-mile-an-hour over ticket. Because they tell them, you have to write this amount of tickets. If you do, this happens. They use that money to keep their budget going. Well, you got to remember, last 6 to 8 weeks now, these guys haven't generated any money. There haven't been any tickets. There ain't been any summons. There's been hardly anything going on. So now you got these police departments that are massively under budget, and so they're telling these guys, hey, this is a fantastic idea now. Now we have the ability to go fine people $500 for doing nothing illegal because the idiot, completely tyrannical governor or mayor had said, I decree with an iron fist edict, nobody shall open their business unless I approve because I am the new Caesar of New Jersey, which is exactly how they're acting. This is exactly how they're acting. They have made themselves basically emperor, ruler, and this, which is, again, completely unconstitutional, even from a mayor and governor standpoint. So what they're doing is they've seen this giant cash cow taking place across the country. So now when people are out of jobs, they're trying to pay their bills, they're doing every single thing they can to make ends meet right now because the government has pretty much taken their livelihood away illegally, now law enforcement has found a new niche. Go fine people for violating the quarantine order and generate out massive amounts of money with doing virtually nothing. You're not protecting and serving, you're not helping, you're not cleaning up the streets, you're not doing anything. Because remember, the government can't produce anything. The government doesn't manufacture anything. The government doesn't build anything. The only thing the government does is steal money from the populace, from basically from the capitalist society we have through making money through business and manufacturing and patents and buildings and everything. Taxes money from them, steals money from them, and takes it and allots it to certain factions that they take that money and build things with it. But they don't build something with it because they're just taking money. It would be like, as I gave you guys the analogy the other day, I go over there and take my neighbor's property. I said, this is my property now. You say, no, it can't be your property. No, listen, it's my property now. I'm taking half your yard and it's mine. And they go, okay, I don't want any conflict. You can have it, whatever. Well, then they come back next week and I got a house built on it. Well, how did I build a house on it? Well, I sold basically a mortgage. I got a mortgage on the property that I stole from them, and I built a house on it with that loan, and now I'm basically renting the house out, generating money, and the guy goes, but I'm not really getting anything from this. He goes, oh, you get the benefit of seeing it. Oh, you get the benefit of driving on part of their driveway. You know, that little road, you get to use that now. You can use it. We'll let you use it. But, hey, if you speed on that road or if you do anything on that road that you paid with your tax dollar monies that we stole from you, we're going to fine you back. So don't do anything on that road that we don't like. Don't do anything on that road that we don't approve of you doing, or we're going to fine you more for using your road essentially that you paid for, that we built with your money. That's how convoluted it is, guys, when you really break it down and look at it. And another thing that's going on now, they're beta testing to see how far they can push the Patriot community in the country. They're seeing how far they can push and push and push and push until they ignite a civil war. I'm telling you right now, that's what they're going for. Because you got to remember, the mainstream media is bought and paid for by the bankers, the police, the governors, the mayors. Large percentage of these individuals, not all of them, but a large percentage of them, are bought for by the bankers or whoever else is running their proxy for the bankers. So what they're doing now, they control the media. They're basically completely and totally ridiculing and just making anybody that wants to maintain their freedoms and rights and civil liberties essentially demons. You're bad. You're bad. You're bad. You're bad for not wearing a mask. You're bad for wanting to go to the gym. You're bad for driving somewhere. You can't do that. And now they're provoking everybody by fining them and arresting them for trying to travel freely on their way. This isn't getting better, guys. It's getting worse in a lot of states. And what they're going to try to do is they're going to try to get a Patriot to pop off. they're going to try to get one of these guys in a gunfight. I'm telling you what they're doing right now. And then they will have the level of backing from the mainstream media and from the liberal left to say, listen, we have to do some type of restriction or ban on firearms federally now. We're in a state of emergency. This is a pandemic. We have to restrict firearms. We either have to stop concealed carry usage or we have to stop ownership. We have to do something. That's the next step. Gun restrictions, confiscations, and limitations will be next on the chopping block. I promise you that. Because they know that right now, they are on a razor fine edge. They are committing acts of treason in some cases. They are violating the Constitution. We already know what Thomas Jefferson said about that when you start having tyranny and treasonous traitors try to take over the country. He was very clear on what needs to be done. They know this. So they are trying to provoke it so they can start a very small wildfire, stomp it out immediately, and then blame the entire country and anybody that doesn't go along with this quarantine and couple them into that same group. So we have to play our cards right now. We are actually playing three-dimensional chess with these clowns. Imagine that. We're the ones playing it. Not anybody else. Not Donald. Not anybody else out there as far as playing for us. They're playing against us. So it's so important that we keep waking more people up. The more peaceful that we can do this, the better it's going to be. Because trust me, once you go to the far extreme, there is no coming back anymore. That there will be, the world as we know it, or the United States as we know it, will never be the same. You talk to anybody that's ever been in warfare, this will never be the same in this country once we go that route. So we have to do everything we can to prevent it from getting there and try to do it peacefully, which means protest out the yin-yang, civil disobedience to levels that we've never seen before. I'm talking, we've got to start generating and building million-man marches to protest this stuff, especially in these states that have gone full-blown tyrannical. This isn't about a virus anymore, guys. I think it's pretty clear. We've all seen the numbers now. There's a virus floating around, but newsflash, there's always viruses floating around. There's always things floating around that can kill you. So if you want to sit and cower, or you know you have a health condition, or you have a problem with an autoimmune or COPD, or you're elderly, by all means, use precaution and stay inside. But don't demand the entire rest of the country goes bankrupt and destitute and hungry because you want to go outside as well. If you have to do something, do it. If you need to go somewhere, do it. But use wisdom and use sanitation. But don't fall into this trap that they're doing, because as you see, they've polarized the country again. Now, what do you have? It's always left, right, left, right, left, right, left, right. That's what they do all the time. It's always left, right. Now we have the people that are awake and realize this is a pandemic and are going basically against it. And then we have the far leftists that are saying anybody that doesn't wear a mask and doesn't quarantine in their house all day long is basically a far right-wing neo-Nazi racist Confederate patriot that basically needs to be arrested and jailed. Again, we've fallen into this left-right narrative. This is what these bankers do. They don't build anything. All they do is take money and use it to control more things. This is what they're incredibly good at. This is why when people are running around like, oh, yeah, the mortgage rates are great right now. All these rates are great right now. Guys, they should be 0.1. 0.05. I mean, this is what the rates should be. They should never be able to level this level of interest because we've allowed them to do it. We think it's okay. This is what they have done in every single country. Divide and conquer first through the monetary policies and then start the left-right agenda. Left-right, left-right. They've done this. You see it. Do your research. Look at your history. The same thing like we saw with the mainstream media that's run by the bankers, how they went off and started blasting this thing about that kid that got shot in Georgia a couple weeks ago, which for the video is absolutely horrible. And quite frankly, those guys, from what I saw in the video, had no right to chase somebody down and shoot them. Well, what's interesting enough, though, this is quite ironic, we're starting to see now that not only have they suppressed what really happened before that, they've also suppressed the videos. Now the Guardian put out a half video of the individual that was shot and killed, Ahmaud Arbery, and we're starting to see a whole different light of who this guy actually was and a confrontation he had with Glynn County Police just two years ago, and basically where law enforcement showed up because he was parked out in the middle of a field by railroad tracks by himself, and they showed up, And I mean, he straight said he was going to hit the cop. Cuss him vehemently. If you watch it, make sure it's on mute, or basically have it edited, or make sure the kids aren't in there. I mean, complete and totally irate, going irate with this officer. The officer said, "Dude, I'm not trying. I'm just trying to find what you're doing out here. You're here by a bunch of power poles, basically his pants halfway down his legs, right beside a railroad track, all by himself with his car out there." Okay, what's going on out here? I mean, what are you doing? You look like you're up to no good. I've been in that situation. I've been out places on four-wheelers before where we've gone out and about and just gone for, you know, a whole day. And we've landed a place. All of a sudden, you're like somebody's back ranch property. And you're like, whoa, I'm not supposed to be here. I've even run into law enforcement and fish and wildlife before. I've had it multiple times. And I've been out some places before. And all of a sudden, FWC shows up. They're like, dude, what are you doing? This is like a water sanctuary. You're not allowed to be out here with a four-wheeler. And I'm like, whoa, I am absolutely sorry, sir. I have no idea where I'm at right now. We've been riding for the last 5 hours on four-wheelers. Went out for the whole day. I am lost, basically. I did not know where I was at on my map. And most of the time they'll go, listen, you can't be out here. You need to go back that way, this way, this way. And you're like, okay, I'm really sorry. I apologize. When I make a mistake or I'm out in the middle of doing something like that, I'll say, okay. I don't get all irate with the cop and start cussing at him and threatening to hit them and bow up on him because I'm like, dude, I'm in the wrong. This kid didn't have any excuse on why he was out here. And then we see a video from right before that where he was arrested for shoplifting at Walmart stealing a 65-inch TV. Basically got tackled and arrested. So now we're seeing the narrative to where this guy wasn't this little perfect high school 18-year-old graduate in his photos that they displayed again. Now, again, I'm not justifying those two clowns pulling up on him on a truck with a shotgun shooting him. They should have called law enforcement. They should have had surveillance far enough away. They should have gotten law enforcement involved and let them take care of it and shown them videos if they felt something was going on. You can't just start running up on people with guns in the middle of the street and shooting them. This isn't the Wild West anymore. But again, the mainstream media intentionally stoked aggression and race violence again with that video by showing it day in and day out for the last 2 weeks, basically trying to start all this stuff and all these commentaries on CNN. And everybody's speculating. Nobody knows what really happened before that. I mean, you saw a video here in the testimony, but you weren't there. So trying to say, oh, this happened and this happened and this was racist and this is that. Well, why don't we start looking at the backstory of this kid now? Multiple altercations with law enforcement, arrested for shoplifting at Walmart. I mean, repeatedly. So now we're seeing that something else was going on. Now, again, I'm not justifying what these clowns did. I want to clarify that. Don't send me an email and say, you're covering for them. I'm not. If they are found to have committed second-degree murder, they need to go to prison for that. That's just that, guys. You can't go around shooting people indiscriminately because you think they stole something from you and they're running down the street. It doesn't work that way. But understand, they're intentionally trying to set these things up. California now, we see that if California is getting a magic budget crisis, again, because they're absolutely idiots
right,
when
never
it comes
ends.
To money out there.
Mm-hmm.
They give hundreds of millions of dollars every year to illegal aliens to live there, but yet they can't even balance their own budget or maintain anything now. Now they have said now, basically, the governor over there has now said by July 1st they want to start having multiple prisons completely shut down and released because they can't meet their budgets. They're also saying that they want to have 3 juvenile facilities completely shut down. So rather than cut wasteful government programs and refrain from giving money to illegals, they want to release criminals into the streets again. They've even put a thing up now where they're discussing in Santa Ana the aspect of a zero bail policy for some crimes, which has led to numerous arrests, including one man who was arrested last month 3 times in 1 day for allegedly stealing cars, and cop got him released on no bail right after he get arrested. So he get arrested, they book him, let him right back out the door, he stole another car, got arrested again 3 hours later, went back to jail, got booked, got released again on zero bail, went back out, stole another car. Guys, you can't even make this stuff up. The other one, there was basically a man that was basically arrested for strangling a child after he got released. The list goes on and on and on. I'm getting list after list. Sex offenders, violent offenders, armed robbery, home invasion, all this stuff these guys are in prison for, and they're getting released. They are trying to start up as much civil unrest as possible right now, and there is no other excuse than to do that by allowing people to run out of prison for a virus that we haven't even seen any significant problems with now in the prison system, Dad.
You're absolutely right, Austin. In addition to that, they're going and locking people up and arresting people and fining people for going to church. I mean, it's ridiculous. And he said, well, they haven't arrested anybody for going to church. They're fining them. If they don't pay the fine, they get a court date. If they don't get a court date, they get sanctioned, and then they get put on probation. It just, you get caught up in the entire court complex. I mean, you don't pay your traffic ticket. Next time you get stopped on a traffic ticket or your parking ticket, you're going to get arrested and hauled off. They'll make people criminals for going to church. Now, this morning I was on with Van Cow, and he just called me up a second ago, and I told him I was on the air, and he said, well, I want to, you know, come back on the show right now. I said, yes, I'd love to have you back on. I want you to discuss what happened in Chicago, what happened with your rally. This morning I was on with him, and we talked about the chemtrail issue over the rally. Van Cow, are you with me?
I am, Doc. Can you hear me?
I am. Go ahead. Tell us what happened on the rally. Give us the message. Anything you want to say.
I love your female sidekick. She's fantastic.
Well, thank you. Austin does have a deep voice, doesn't he? Go ahead.
Yeah, I get confused for female all the time, but I identify as a male.
Austin, I'm just being an idiot. I'm kidding. But listen, today they vote our Governor Pugsley with the pumpkin head and the disgusting dripping mouth, a man worth $5 billion. Today they vote on whether or not they can imprison you for up to a year and fine you thousands of dollars if you go outside. If you can walk and look at the lake, but if you stop or sit or lay down, you can be arrested. And if it passes today, and everybody thinks it's going to pass because it's a stacked deck, right? It's all Democrats, all communists. If you sit by the lake, Lake Michigan, maybe you've heard of it, you can go to jail for up to a year. I'm not even kidding. This is the madness I'm dealing with. You can go to Costco, but you can't go to church. So I had a rally, a freedom rally, reopen Illinois rally, and our governor here, folks, if you don't know in Illinois, is, can you hear me okay, Ted?
I hear you great, man. Go ahead. I'm just listening,
okay,
bud.
So our governor's an obese slob, and somebody did a picture of him as a pig, and then another picture was Cartman from South Park with a Hitler mustache. So after my rally, we had 5,000 people. It was all God bless America, pro cop. But you know, open the businesses. Let people, if they can go to Costco, they can go to a mom and pop store. And you know, look, you can go get a cheeseburger. If you sit in your car and eat it, they will arrest you. I'm not making this up. Okay, I don't know how it is where you guys live. I'm telling you what it is in the police state of Illinois. I've done nothing wrong. I've committed no crime. There was no jury trial, but I'm under house arrest. And it's all my white liberal friends that are sitting around terrified. I've had enough. I want to go outside. Well, if you go outside, they don't want you to. It's a year in jail. Anyway, I had this rally, and they said images of hate everywhere. Images of hate. Images of hate. Because they don't talk about what we were there for, that businesses are being crushed, regular people are being crushed. So, Doc, you know what the images of hate were?
Probably a picture of Jesus Christ for these guys. Who knows?
Well, no, that's right. The American flag or the word freedom is hate. No.
That's right.
Was a picture. Now, our governor is obese, big time. So there was a picture of a pig. Now, I mean, I knew this, but it never occurred to me. Well, see, our governor, and I, if I knew it, I didn't know it. I've forgotten it. Our governor is Jewish. So, and Jewish people don't eat, all my Jewish friends eat bacon, love ham, it's all not, whatever. Anyway, Jewish people don't eat ham. And they don't eat pork. So that was obviously an anti-Semitic message.
Unbelievable.
And so, it was images of hatred and racism at this rally. Don't talk about how they're taking over the businesses. Don't talk about how they're crushing a little guy. And you know, they just lie. And look, I'm in the media. They lie and lie. Sit at home, folks. That's it. Oh, do you love this? The new normal. It's not the new normal for me. And how about this one? Stay at home and be a hero. Be a hero? Yeah, sit at home, watch CBS, ABC, NBC, and get brain. And yeah, beers. And then today they vote whether or not they can put you in jail for a year if you go outside without permission. That's all I wanted to say, Doc.
Well, man, Cal, I want to encourage you. Go ahead and have another rally in 30 days. I bet you won't have 5,000 in 30 days. I bet you have 50,000. Do it another 30 days. I bet you have 500,000. And you're going to end up getting enough people out there. You're going to start getting massive national coverage. Maybe you get your doggone state changed and get your fat governor out of office. I mean, I don't know what it is with the Midwest up there with Michigan and Illinois having these horrible governors. But, gosh, guys, this is awful what's happening
in
the Midwest.
Yes, sir.
Austin. I want to tell you, I have it. Look, I live in Chicago. Everything's race relations. Everything, it's divide and conquer, right? You're gay, you're straight, you're Christian, you're Muslim. But the big one here is black and brown. Black and everything's for the black and brown. Black and brown, black and brown. That's all we hear, black and brown. And frankly, everybody's sick of it. I want to tell you what that video is all about. Yes, it's tragic that guy got killed. But, you know, maybe he shouldn't have acted like a thug. But, no, he shouldn't have been killed. I want to make that clear. But I'm telling you what this is about. The black man and woman in America was waking up to the genocide that is Planned Parenthood, to the fraud that is, going back to the Civil War, the fraud that is the Democrats. Okay? If you look at the numbers, they were waking up. So it's time to crash the economy and to just remind black people that white people are evil, they're your enemy, keep voting Democratic. Look, this it's all propaganda, right? We had to have OJ at just the right time. Yep. They use these things. Are you there?
Oh, yeah.
Are you there? I don't know if I broke up or not, but no. Of course they have to have it right now. Black people were waking up. 35% of them, 35% they were rejecting the Democratic Party. Folks, if the Democrats lose the blacks, it's over for them.
No, that's right, Van Cal. Yeah, we hear you, buddy. We hear you great. But yeah, but you're absolutely right. It was the same thing with Trayvon Martin with Zimmerman. All about race relations, destroying race relations. I mean, we have a lot of black listeners. We have a lot of white listeners. We have a lot of Hispanic listeners who listen to the show. I don't care what somebody's skin color is. What difference does it make?
It's what's
in their heart and what they believe, man. Cal, that's all that matters.
Ted, I've broken bread with you. You've hung out with me and my friends. I don't care that our governor is Jewish. I don't care that the mayor is black. They asked the mayor last night, it's been 1 year, Mayor, how do you think you've done? Mayor, I call her Mayor Larry Lightfoot. Our mayor, you see her with the sunken eyes, the cops here call her Groot. And she said, as a black woman, I don't ever think of people like that. I don't ever think, I'm a freedom guy. I know you don't, Ted, either. I don't care what color someone is. I don't care. Boy, do they care. Anyway, love you guys. I'm going to keep listening. Austin,
thanks, buddy.
Guys, keep it up.
Love you, Mancow. Thanks for being on, buddy. And guys, I want you to know, Mancow has been a good friend of mine for many, many years. He's a great guy. He's awesome. And I tell you what, I wasn't joking with him. If he starts that rally once a month, if he pulled 5,000 people, which I know he did on his first rally, the next rally I'll have 50,000 people. The next rally he'll have 100,000 people. He'll have 500,000 people there by the end of summer rallying if they don't open Chicago back up. And then they'll start getting everybody's attention. But 5,000 is a huge turnout. You know, they've tried to censor Mancow. They've done everything they could. They had him on a big FM station, and they dropped him to an AM station. He still brought the numbers way back up because people want to hear the truth because they know Mancow's out there. He's a good guy. He's a Christian guy, and he's telling people the truth. And he knows, and I know, and you guys all know because the Bible tells us the truth will set you free. But, guys, when you get a group of people that are communists in power who basically are – product of the international banking coup in Russia over 100 years ago, a product of the Frankfurt School, a product of socialization, indoctrination, and Gloria Steinem and Mancow, and all of the crazy stuff that's going on back in the 30s and 40s and 50s. What ends up happening, guys, is we have brainwashed the American population into accepting this socialism, this communism, this perverted ideology of what is good is bad, what is bad is good, and inverting everything. And again, they do this to try to resurrect their serpent god. This is the craziest stuff that I've ever heard. And guys, I'm so glad that Mancow came back on. By the way, Bill Gates is explaining that the COVID vaccine will use experimental technology that will permanently alter your DNA. You know, I don't even know why Bill Gates is still being used by the globalists. His approval rating is so low. Everybody hates this guy so much that he is like the epitome of what not to want to be in your life. He's supposed to be a billionaire. We don't know what he is. But what we're realizing is just these RNA vaccines and these DNA vaccines, you know, John Rappaport, who's been on the show many times, said it so succinctly. He said, the new technologies are in the COVID testing pipeline as we speak, DNA and RNA vaccines. Now, these are not new. They've been around for a long time. However, they have never been released for public use. DNA technology is actually gene therapy. Genes are injected into the body, and they permanently alter your human genetic makeup in unknown ways. Yeah, because they can make you into anything they want, into a chimera if they want. RNA vaccines would carry the danger of triggering autoimmune diseases and reactions, meaning the body basically goes to war against itself. The vaccine that is being tapped by the U.S. government under its National Institutes of Health, unbelievably corrupt organization, through the drug company Moderna, has never been used on the public before. It is not licensed for public use. RNA vaccines and the technology, they are entirely experimental. And this type of vaccine is being rushed into existence in 90 days. You know, what could go wrong? That's a partial article from John Rappaport with my content and comments in it. So, guys, think through what's going on with RNA, with DNA, and realize, guys, are you going to take the vaccine? I asked the guy this morning from the electric company. I said, are you going to let them inject you? He goes, absolutely not. Everybody I talk to say, no, absolutely not. We're not going to do that. We're not going to allow them to inject us. Guys, why would you allow them to put something in you that could change you from a DNA standpoint? Are we talking Mark of the Beast technology? I'm going to go out on a limb here and say something. And this is really important. We don't know what they're going to do to us. The Bible says if you receive the mark of the beast, if you receive the tattoo or the mark on your forehead or your hand, if you receive the mark of the beast, that you cannot be saved. What does that mean? You know, I don't really understand any of that because I don't know what God meant when he wrote that through, you know, the book of Revelation. But here's what I do know is this. For some reason, when you receive the mark, you're permanently altered. You're permanently altered. Is it that God no longer recognizes you as human, as his creation? Do you turn into some kind of chimera? Do you turn into some animal? What happens to you if you take this beast mark or this beast vaccine? I don't know. Is that what they're doing? Is that group that runs this country and this world so evil that they're willing to do that? To force a vaccine on you by gunpoint with the government and with troops? Trump seems to think that they can do that. Trump seems to think they can have the military administer these vaccines. Why would they have to do that? What happened to the Nuremberg trials when a person had a right to say no to being experimented on? Didn't that happen in the Nuremberg trials, guys? I mean, wasn't that one of the final outcomes of the Nuremberg trials, that you could not have medical procedures done to you without your express consent? But yet, are we not going to pay any attention to that? Part of the Geneva Code, part of all the things that we learned from the Nuremberg trials? Are we going to become Nazi Germany? Are we going to turn into a giant concentration camp? Is that where we're going? Where they can experiment on you and your children and you can't say anything? No. No, that ain't going to happen. As for me and my house, we will serve the Lord. Guys, I love you. I prayed for you this morning. One thing I wanted to mention before we brought Mad Cow on, our magnesium brain food has been shown to help chelate aluminum back out of the brain tissue. It's a phenomenal product. Phenomenal product. I take scoops, 3 or 4 scoops of that stuff every single day. It also helps to eliminate brain fog. I love the product. And with all this spraying and all this geoengineering, guys, you got to be taking something that's going to help pull the aluminum out. If you're not going to be taking the magnesium brain food, you need to be taking our chelation formula or going in and getting intravenous chelation done. But you got to pull these heavy metals back out of your system. It's like Austin said, the more heavy metals they put into you, the more effective the 5G is as far as forcing you into compliance, whatever they want, because the more receptive you are as a receiver of radio waves. What a bunch of nut people. These people are all nuts. Well, we're out of time. Guys, I love you. Austin, finish it up, and I'll talk to you tomorrow.
Absolutely. You know, one thing that's interesting with what Dad was saying with the RNA technology, if you guys understand, kind of like what he said, that works, instead of injecting a pathogen, an antigen, a pathogen's antigen into the body, instead of, you know, a measles virus, so to speak, and then your body tries to fight it off and build immunity to it. Instead, the RNA vaccine works by injecting the genetic code needed to produce that antigen itself. So it essentially does, it turns your body into its own vaccine manufacturing unit, allegedly. Now, that's what they say on paper. That's how they say it works. But as Dad said, there's something going to be very, how should I put this? very sinister about the mark. Because I've always been intrigued with that too. Like that, I don't fully understand it. Anybody that says they fully understand Revelations is lying to you. Except, you know, unless it's God Almighty or Jesus Christ. Be honest with you. Anybody that comes up and says, oh, this is what happens. All dude, there's so much stuff in that. I mean, trying to fully comprehend that. And I think as things start to go along, we're going to understand more of it as we start to see it unfold. And my opinion from what I've kind of researched, just kind of what I've seen with this and researched in it, it appears, you know, the connection that we have with God Almighty, our bodies were wonderfully and uniquely made by God Almighty. I mean, that's a fact. So when you start injecting something into your body that's actually going to change your DNA, it's going to rewrite your DNA. Now, they say it's obviously so your body makes its own antigen to fight off coronavirus. That's the lie. Obviously, we know it's going to be much, much more than that because this RNA vaccine has never been approved for human usage. There's a reason why they've never approved it. Think about that for a second. With all the technology, with all the science over all the decades, there's a reason why this stuff has still not been approved for human usage. What if this stuff rewrites your DNA simply to basically like the Nephilim DNA or the fallen angel DNA? And so God cannot recognize you any longer because you are no longer wonderfully and uniquely made by him. You now are corrupted and your DNA has basically been spliced with something else. That's just my take on it. And so that to me, because, you know, God's a loving and forgiving God, but it blatantly says, if you take the mark, you essentially are done. You're damned, basically. You're not coming back. There is no redemption any longer. Not that I can find. There is no caveat in Revelations 13 about, well, if you take it, but if you get saved later on, you're okay. It blatantly pretty much says, if you take it, that's it. You're done. You basically signed your own warrant to hell. And so, again, I don't know what's going to happen with it. I'm just telling you what I've seen and what I've thought. And when you start telling me that we're having a DNA-changing vaccine that's going to be administered, my answer is no. So, again, thank you for the support of Health Masters. Get this information. Get this truth out there. Spread the word. Wake people up. Stand firm in your convictions and your faith. Stay prepared. If you guys need anything, healthmasters.com, the ultimate D3 10001 product of the week. It will be up very shortly on sale on the front website at healthmasters.com. Thank you for the support. If you need anything, give us a call, 1-800-726-1834. Have a blessed, safe, awesome night. We'll talk to you again tomorrow, as always.